We have on the line with us right now the president of Orange Bank and Trust, Mike Gilfeather, and Mike Coulter, who's the chief lending officer there. So good morning, guys.
Good morning.
This is an interesting time, especially for the financial areas in the world here. People are like desperate to get their their payroll protection plans in. And I know a lot of people got left out the first round and didn't realize that nobody was vetted, that it was first come, first serve. And even if it's forgiven, I mean, you're talking 2 months, 2.5 months. How are people going to be able to keep up with this and still keep their businesses going? And what's Orange Bank and Trust doing for all this?
Well, it's been quite a ride, as you're suggesting there. This all very quickly. And fortunately, the government did come up with this huge stimulus program that provided a number of programs. The most notable has been this payroll protection program. And most banks, except for the very large ones, did not have a dedicated small business lending status as under the SBA. So we all had to do our own thing to try to help our customers get that potential application through the process. So it was quite an adventure for all of us, and beginning with us. This all happened at the end of March as it became more known to us. And again, we did not have this functionality. So fortunately, we have an affiliation with Pursuit, which is the former small, NYCBC, New York Business Development Corp,
and
NYBDC. So it's known as Pursuit now, and I know that they helped over 20 banks across the state. They help us in general with SBA kind of lending, which is kind of unique lending beyond what we normally do in the bank. And they were an avenue for us to direct clients. We made an arrangement with them, and we were able to provide to customers that were interested up to what is our legal lending limit, which was about $20 million. And I know all other banks that got involved also had that. Unfortunately, Mike had an association with a loan participation program, and that allowed us to do another $20 million. But again, we were limited by how much we could lend to these two vendors. In effect, we were lending them the money so they could lend to our customers for this program.
That was almost like a brokering, like a third party?
Yeah, it was certainly a conduit to get there. And the reason why we couldn't immediately do it ourselves is that there was a lot of setup that's needed for this program to work. So all of the necessary payroll records and other financial information that is required for the application goes into a front-end portal, and that portal has to accept these in a fairly consistent way, and then once they're attached, once the decision is made as to how much the applicant is eligible for, then it gets submitted electronically to the SBA, and it has to meet a bunch of boxes there, and once that's done, there's a unique number that's assigned, and then it turns into a loan, which is on the books of the lender. So the third leg of it for us, fortunately, was that we had an arrangement with one of our financial vendors that slices and dices our loans in terms of reporting for regulatory and other management purposes. And fortunately, it just dropped out of the sky, right, Mike, that we hear that this vendor has this for, and they're providing it for over 100 other banks across the country. So we signed up, and within a couple of days, we were up and running. Just one last little piece of the story, which was amazing. So the first Friday in April was the first day that all banks were eligible that wanted to could provide this. And we opened up the following Tuesday after we got all of our arrangements set up, and we had a portal that all applicants that wanted to come through us had to go through as an expression of interest. And by noon of the following day, we had expressions of interest exceeding the first two portals. So if we didn't come up with the solution ourselves, we would have been in and out of business within 24 hours. Wow. We would have had a lot of customers very, very upset. But.
So what happens now? I'm not sure if on the second round that went around that everybody got their PPP. What happens to those businesses? And I understand also this is going to be forgiven.
Why don't you take that?
Yeah, I think, the second round, the funds have not all been used yet, but they're certainly coming to a close. Who knows whether or not there'll be a third round. We don't expect there to be. And that's why it was so important that, we made sure all our customers who submitted an application were approved in the second round, which is really more than 700 loan applications within our footprint.
Wow.
So, what happens, when that second fund runs out, it's anybody's guess at this point. But, from our perspective, we have a couple small one-off stragglers still coming in, but everybody who's applied for us has actually been processed and approved.
Well, your bank is very proactive with its customers and clients, and that's one thing I see, the difference between Orange Bank and Trust and most other banks.
Thank you.
You really do. You have a great communication with your clients and customers. We get great feedback about it. And that's what's going to make the hugest difference in the world in general is, how you treat your clients. I think that may change going forward, too, that other people had forgotten that part of it. And I think they're going to have to start remembering. And it's really interesting. You could tell by the fact that practically 100% of your clients who needed this came forward because you got the information to them. And that also is important, which a lot of banks don't do. Not going to name any names, Chase. But anyway, that to me is the key thing there. And that's what I see, the transparency with the bank, the ability to be able to have relationships. We all live and work in Orange County, and we want it to be better, and we don't want businesses to go away.
Absolutely.
Steve Newhouse calls every day to give us updates on everything. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was the fact that there are going to be businesses we're going to lose. I sometimes wonder if that's a good thing, because out of every bad, good does come, and maybe they can reinvent themselves. So we're in a time where people are going to have to start doing that too.
Well, Taylor, one of the big initiatives that we have, and not to say that we weren't close, and certainly our lending customers knew their business model and tracked it closely. Of course, we wanted to know for their cash flow purposes for making loans and then repaying the loans, but there's a really big effort across the bank, starting actually, it's been started, but actually in a big way just today and going forward, to really understand every business customer and how this period has impacted them currently, but what is their plan for the future? How are they adjusting? We want to help them through that, but we also want to know how they're doing with their current plan. And it's the widest range, and this goes across the county and across the country, that, as you say, some people are going to could flourish. It could be a new series of models that will push them to do things that maybe they wouldn't have thought to get out of a comfort zone. Others, sadly, there will be some casualties that come out of it, and it'll be a very, very interesting time to observe.
Yeah, it's time to reinvent ourselves. I think that's one of the things. I mean, I think back to reading about after World War II, how President Roosevelt started the New Deal and put people back to work and they learned new trades. And I think that's what's going to have to happen. And hopefully people, especially at banking institutions, can sit down with those people and help them kind of find their way through the maze.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So Mike Coulter.
Yeah.
So what does your job look like now? Because this is a really strange time, especially in the lending part of it.
Right. It is a strange time. I would say, the last month and a half, normally we're looking at new business, new clients, new opportunities. Last month it's been, make sure we are processing our clients' PPP applications, giving them funds to cover payroll and retain jobs in Orange County. I think with the applications we received, the total retained jobs as reported by our customers was almost 5,000 employees.
Wow.
Which is a great number, and on top of the PPP program and working with really our federal regulators' guidance, we've been active in working with our customers to defer payments, initially for up to 90 days. So we're giving them some payment relief during this time until business starts to open up and get back to hopefully somewhat what was once normal, and helping them reestablish themselves and open their doors. So between helping with the PPP, supplying payroll, supplying more food, deferring some of the current principal and interest payments they have until they open up their doors. It's been a very active time, probably busier than normal, which you would
think so.
During these times. And now, as I'd like to think we're getting towards the end of the shutdown, and that will be, as Mike said, we're going to be meeting with all our clients, kind of getting an understanding of what the game plan is to really get back open and survive going forward.
You're going to be doing a lot of hand-holding, I'm telling you right
Absolutely.
Now. These people are in a very insecure moment, and some of them are kind of angry about things, and I just wish to take that anger and make it into something useful, like finding out a new way that you can reinvent yourself, because this is, it's sort of like the forest burning down and the new trees start growing.
Right.
People need to realize that it's new growth time and sit down with people who care about you, care about where your future is, and maybe figure it out. I mean, someone you're sitting with, Mike, is both Mikes. I mean, anybody that comes and talks to you and says, what do I do now? We need to find out where are all the things that you've been doing your whole life. What can you do with that? Maybe this isn't it. I think that conversation needs to have. Maybe have people just themselves sit down at home and put down a list of all the skills they have and abilities and what they've always dreamed of doing. And you never know where the future is going to bring. I think people just need to be open to all the possibilities, and have Orange Bank and Trust there to help you in any way they can is huge, because most banks you can't walk in like that. Trust me.
Well, one of the things that we get to observe very closely is that there are entrepreneurs that run a lot of businesses around us, and that is in their DNA. They're going to figure this out.
Sure.
Somehow they do it. And it's remarkable sometimes to think about how ambitious and successful people right here in the county are. And we love banking them, because it's not only very profitable for us because of the amount of business they bring us, but it's just fun to watch them operate there. It's just an ongoing part of their, as I said, their DNA, which is impressive, and they're gonna be able to figure this out. For those that have core skills that work for business people there, those are the ones that I think you're alluding to. You've got to also be reinventing yourself, and everybody's got a skill set. It's a matter of how you want to apply it into the future. This is challenging everybody to do it, but I think that it is going to be a period of change. And hopefully, the optimistic side of this is that this was a terrible period, but it could be fairly viewed as a very short period of time. There was plenty of work that was in the system. I can remember being at at the Fed in the middle of February, and our New York Fed president was very optimistic in a very controlled way about how he saw the economy through 2020. So just a couple of months ago there. And the work that's in the system hopefully will be picked up by our whole construction industry, all of the other related industries that come off of that, as an example, I think will hopefully create a momentum forward once they're permitted to go back to work. A lot of it has to do with confidence, though, and can people justify making investments into an uncertain time? And a lot of those things that we get involved with, helping people grow their businesses, those are going to be the question marks. And a lot of it has to do with confidence. So
no doubt
hopefully
about
we have
it.
Some really good momentum and it carries us.
Yeah, I think it's also, as you're saying, and I'm listening here, it's your relationships. And those people will have the confidence to come in and sit down with you and say, what do I do now? Or how do I make this better? Or what else should I be thinking about? I think that's what's going to make the difference. And those people will stay with you, and they will talk about you, and they'll bring new customers and clients. I mean, that's how it goes. And in today's times, you have to be there because people see the difference. An example, we have Leocadis Ford. Actually, they're on the air with us for 25 years. And they added a tag to their commercial, which says something, and I'm paraphrasing, you'll soon be going out and practicing yoga. You'll soon be going to the grocery store without standing in line. A little bit of fun stuff. And I think that's what keeps people engaged, that you understand what they're feeling, and yet you're giving them hope for the future. And I think that's what Orange Bank and Trust is doing.
Well, thanks. Appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, no, I see that from the people that work for you. Look, it comes from the top. Whenever you see an organization, if you say hello to the receptionist, you'll know who the owner of that company is. Because I see it all the time. For example, even at the government level, you look at Steve Newhouse and the people that head up his departments are really incredible. From Darcy Miller, who heads up Commissioner of Mental Health and Social Services, the Office of the Aging with Anne-Marie Maglione, Amanda Dana heading up Orange County Tourism. I mean, the people that he brings in are people who are passionate about what they do, smart and inventive and creative, and I see that's what you're doing at the bank too. And it comes from the top. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that is our MO. It's all about the people. The bank has been around for over 125 years, but it really is about the people that we have in each job. It's not just the front line. Of course, it's all the support people that we've got. You know, they're always taking that extra step, and it really makes a difference, and it does set the personality of the bank and into the community.
No doubt about it. So if people want to reach your office or Mike Coulter, they want to reach you to sit down and talk with you, start with the website. I think people remember that much better than phone numbers.
Sure. It's www.orangebanktrust.com, orangebanktrust.com.
And the phone number is?
845-341-5000.
341-5000 people. Now, you have clients that are out of Orange County as well, correct?
That's true. So we're in Rockland, Westchester in a very big way. We're in the Bronx right now with business, but we soon expect to have a full-fledged office there. So we're right down the river into the suburbs of the city, specifically the Bronx.
Are you near?
Mike mentioned that we had over 400 approved loans for the PPP in Orange County, which was $46 million. But overall, so far we have a little over $100 million throughout all of our market place here. So there were upwards of 750 people.
Wow.
So the businesses. So we do have a very business oriented footprint and business focus here, and but our core is in Orange. This is where all of our support areas are,
right.
And we employ a lot of people, so it's very important for Orange County to be successful selfishly.
100%.
As well.
We were just again talking to Steve about the fact that before this all hit, he had created an environment in Orange County was nothing but flourishing. I mean, there was so much going on, Legoland, all the hotels that were going up, incredible things happening. And we'll get back to it. Are you thinking at any time in the future of opening up any branches in New Jersey?
We've talked just passively about it. It's a whole regulatory thing to
sure.
do, and, you know, the branding of it, and what's Orange County doing in New Jersey? And so there's a lot to it.
Oh, God, that is really funny to me. I mean, come on, folks. We're in the hubbub of the world, please. That should be the least of it. And the Bronx, are you near Riverdale?
It will be a little bit further into the central part of the Bronx there, but we have a very good reach. We've got management in there right now that knows the Bronx for a long, long time, and we think it's going to be a huge success for us there. A lot of the kind of business that we'd be doing there, we do very well throughout the entire bank. The kind of lending, the kind of personalized deposit gathering, and so I think we're gonna have a really good run soon in the Bronx. In addition to what we're doing in our core markets, as you know.
Tell them some of the services you have besides the regular lending.
Yeah, so we're a very focused business bank. We've got a ton of individual customers that have been, some of them generational with us there, which is great. And then we have a wealth management area. We have a trust department. And in 2012, we acquired Hudson Valley Investment Advisors. So that's a wholly owned subsidiary of a holding company of the bank. Hudson Valley Investment Advisors is in Goshen, and they do individual and institutional asset management. And so they've been around almost 25 years. In fact, this Friday, Hudson Valley Investment Advisors was formed on May 8th, 25 years ago. So
wow.
They're having a little celebration, and they have done a great job of managing money for individuals and as I said, institutions for quite some time.
They have to re-up when they're going to do the celebration. So everybody's postponing. I mean, we're talking to the schools because, to me, you can't let kids' graduation go by. I don't care when you have it. And you know, that's once in your lifetime you're graduating from high school. And prom, I mean, come on. Everybody has great stories about prom. You know, how can you not have a story? So I think that they're going to be doing it. And companies also, if you're celebrating, like last year, we celebrated 25 years. And so you don't want to let that moment go by. It's really special. So I hope they all, they figure out a way to do it. Well, listen, we've run out of time, but I tell you, I can't thank you enough for coming on. What you're doing for the entire county is just phenomenal. And I hope people listening find out more information there. Go to orangebanktrust.com if you're happen to be driving, you three people out there on the road, because I'm the only one coming in the morning, I can tell you that.
Thanks for having us, Taylor.
Our pleasure. We have to have you back again, and we'll give an update in the near future.
Okay,
all right, take care. Be well. Stay safe out there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.